It's from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
They got those kitties in there after all, sure enough. Absolutely.
Wake up the country way with CT on TMD. Good morning, it's Cameron Tilbury.
Bet you always wanted one of your artists, Lisa Melissa, to actually be followed by that Cameron. It's got a remix version, the Siren Way. How are you, sir? How's the weather in Nashville?
Let's see, it's about 63 degrees, and they're calling for some rain today.
I noticed on your Facebook update earlier today, time travelling again, but in terms of that, you were commenting on Sarah Chase's line, which, curiously enough, both Karen and Sheila had done deep research on Sarah Chase and then found out actually she was being substituted by Belinda Wannis, because we had one or two challenges with Sarah. But she's been actually battling with huge squirrels, to which she responded, "There's nothing like a tasty squirrel or a raccoon to actually sort of help your Christmas dinner." Would you like to explain yourself, sir?
Yeah. Well, no, I wouldn't. I mean, raccoon, no way. But you know, squirrel, possum.
Possum, squirrel. Yeah. I just introduced you to Cameron Jane because he's a Canadian, you know, based in Nashville. used to be in Peterborough. That's the reason he's over had a Peterborough connection, etc. Now based in Nashville. It's a strange new world. Jane, any questions you'd like to put to Cameron? In fact, before we do that, what did you think of Lisa Melissa and her Christmas song?
Lisa Matassa.
Lisa Matassa. You see, this, I can't even pronounce the name properly. Lisa Matassa. Love the kiddies at the end. Not in a strange
That's
way.
That's actually the New York City Broadway Youth Ensemble.
I thought they were very well behaved. You know, I thought, because, you know, there were certain sort of areas where you could tell if you get children into a choir song, they just go crazy, you know, insane. You don't have to be held together, but very good.
Well, Lisa's originally from, she's from Long Island, New York, and the video for that song has had more than 115,000 hits on CMT.com and over 200,000 on YouTube. So people can go to YouTube and just look for Lisa Matassa, the Christmas song, and they'll be able to see it.
I'm thinking she should also be featured in 2012 as one of our kind of correspondents, really, Cameron. Perhaps we should look towards that. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Country music, Jane. Are you a fan? Is it something where you think, yes, now I'm Chief Executive Officer of Lincoln Agricultural Society, I've got to yee-haw on a regular basis? I think, no, I'm not going to go down that line at all.
I like lots of different types of music, so I do like country music. I've got quite a mixed, whatever mood I'm in is whatever I listen to.
Very good. Yes, and I threw that in with Belinda earlier in terms of how you actually turned a business from £0 to $12 million, Cameron. $12 million over a period of how long?
6 years.
6 years, so literally $2 million per year. Mm. Was it prayer? Was it? What was the strategy? Can you share the strategy?
Well, basically it would be that I went to work with a director from a previous company, so we'd have lots of knowledge anyway, lots of clients, lots of suppliers. So in one way you've got a head start with anybody else. And normally before you launch into a business, you make sure that you've got the contacts that are willing to support you. So you're not sort of starting from naught from day one, really. You've already got a client base and you've also got suppliers that are willing to support you.
It must make you rest easy, Karen, knowing you've got such a quality person finally in charge of the Linkage Agricultural Society. You know, Lord knows we've had some challenges over the years. No names.
We definitely feel very reassured now.
Yeah, it does help. I mean, the moment that one of my ex-students, actually Ross Baring, put me in touch with Sheila Jones, I thought, thank the Lord. Sheila will attest to some of the folk we honestly just didn't even go there in any way, shape or form. It's a different line. Cameron, I know it's a different business, the business of show that you're actually in from that point of view, but do you find, with respect to yourself, most of your work is actually raising the profile of your artists, making sure that from Nashville to Lincoln to all the other parts of the globe that exist, although I think Nashville and Lincoln, maybe Los Angeles, probably the key points in this particular area. Throw in New York, what the heck. Is that essential to how you would actually set up the business scenario?
Yeah, I mean, it all starts with the artist for us. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't exist. So it's doing everything for the artist so they can really just go about the business of creating. It's very hard for indie artists today with no record company backing or very little to be having to do accounting, do business work, trying to get gigs, trying to do road stuff, trying to record, trying to write. And so we try and take as much of that away so they can really just spend their time creating. But, you know, equally, I think, you know, it's all about making the connections to develop new business as well as making connections that can help your artists. So, you know, you go to different things around town and you work the room. You're there with TV producers, record producers, other publicists, managers, and it's always trying to get the new business and make a connection that will benefit one of your artists.
Okay, Cameron, I'm going to throw a couple of things at you now. First of all, we're agrees that country music is huge in the States. It's pretty huge in Europe. It's fairly big in Britain. It's growing. It's a continuing market. What would you say, hypothetically, about getting a kind of country music extravaganza for artists at, shall we say, the Lincolnshire Showground, hypothetically? You know, I mean, I'll just throw that in there. You know the area. You've been in this studio. You know the sort of zone. What do you think? I mean, I think it's one way in which we can get some of your artists over the ocean. Plus, of course, you've got lots of artists in Britain who are sort of great. What do you think about that?
I think it would be fantastic, and it's actually something that we would love to do because, like you say, there are some artists here that we've been working with for a considerable amount of time that are getting great exposure in the UK, Europe, Ireland, and there are British artists as well. You know, there's one that comes to mind is Raintown, which is a really great duo from Glasgow. Got artists down in Kent like Haley Oliver and places like that. So there are a ton of UK artists that would fit the bill and match up with North American artists.
So we've taken that. Yeah. So that's one side of the hypothesis. Let's take the next side of the hypothesis. Jane, does this sort of thing, does this maybe fit into possibly some of the things you may be thinking about in terms of a country music extravaganza hosted by the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society?
Yeah, at the moment we're talking to quite a few people who are interested in the venue because it's such a great venue and it can hold so many people to looking at outdoor concerts. So we're actually talking to quite a few and I'm quite happy to talk to you, Cameron, if you want to talk to me.
Shall we pass on details after the show? We'll sort of make sure that's sort of through. Karen, I know you're obviously sort of saying, what? But I know you from the days of the Lincolnshire Book Festival, Karen, and this is the sort of challenge you'd rise to, isn't
it? I love a challenge, Alex, definitely.
That's very true. In fact, that's why you actually gave Jodie a little knapsack to actually sort of take away with it. A little bag which had, what was it on the little bag?
Our Lincolnshire Event Centre reusable bags that have gone on their travels.
Exactly, yeah. And that bag went all the way over to Los Angeles, all the way over to the show that Jodie can't stop talking about, but can she remember to bring in the photograph? Oh no, never mind. That's
it
okay.
Is a very good picture of me in the Hollywood sign.
There we are.
If it was a garden gnome, then
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's Facebook. The garden,
yeah.
Backpack.
Yeah, we don't know. Sheila, questions for Cameron.
Cameron, how do you go about with a new artist? Do they have to be on social media? How do you do it for them? What's the best way these days?
I mean, artists have to be everywhere.
Yeah.
Unless you've got a major record company backing you that's going to do all the work, it really is down to the artist or working with somebody like myself to really get that artist in as many places. So you've got to be on Twitter, you've got to be on Facebook, you've got to be, you know, have your own website presence, you've got to be YouTube. You have to be everywhere. And the more places fans can find you, the better it is.
Yeah. I do a lot of work with authors, and they really have to put in an awful lot of work if they're going to do anything with their books.
It's the same thing. And with digital media, I mean, now that books are now available on iTunes and Kindle and places like that, I think the publishing industry is going to find themselves in the same kind of situation as the music business has found itself, where, you know, people are downloading things and they're going, again, independent authors are not going to have the backing of major publishing companies, so they're going to have to be really working it themselves and working with people that can get them to where they need to be seen.
Yep.
There we are. I'm pleased you said that right answer. Sheila was already sort of saying that before the show, so you've agreed. Pass the test. Cameron, what's your Christmas message for the listener of the Midweek Drive? Sorry, just break into a little bit of colloquialism there, because I know you miss the English accent, particularly that of Peterborough. Have you got...
Is that what that accent is?
There you go. Have you got a Christmas thought for our listener, Cameron, whether they're listening on podcast or indeed live on 107.3 FM at this very moment in Lincoln?
There you go, or wherever they're listening in the world.
True, sirenonline.co.uk.
I just wanted to say on behalf of everybody that we work with here in Nashville and in the UK and all around the world, in Canada and Australia, really Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. That may not be a politically correct message.
Your quote from us, Henry C. Link's quote, to celebrate the heart of Christmas is to forget ourselves in the service of others. It's like sort of Christmas cracker quotes coming out there. There's all sort of magical things coming through in that particular area.
And with six, you get egg roll. So.
There you are. Amazing. This is basically it. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us, Cameron?
I absolutely have.
Are you back with us in 2012?
I certainly will be.
Would you like Stephanie McElroy singing It's Christmas Time?
That would be very cool.
Hope you've been good, because Santa's been watching. Me and the boys got a brand new Christmas song. Goes a little something like this.